tuned into the greatest. Turn the music up in the headphones.
Hey everyone, this is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Guten Tag everyone, Jürgen here.
Oh, Al Pacino here. I listen to the SNL Premier League podcast on V2Football.com.
Now on V2Football.com. The same ass when I came. Your
boy! Welcome everybody to the SNL Premier League podcast on V2Football.com. And season finale, we are now. We're on a season finale.
Cliffhanger tonight, like, it'll be like the episode of EastEnders with the Bassetts, the market.
We've got a bus, huh? I didn't know we had a budget that big.
No, I've got a double deck of chocolate bar. I'll just put you underneath it. Get you trapped.
It will not. I won't be trapped out of that, son, let me tell you now. I'll get out of that, no problem. Get out of that, no problem. But yes, last show of the series, Al.
Last show ever.
Last show ever.
This is a... You don't know this.
Exclusive.
This is an exclusive, but I'm retiring after this episode.
Yes.
The series.
The series. Series 3.
You have got a replacement. His name is Al as well.
Oh, there we are.
Yeah. My twin brother. Sounds exactly like me.
Does he?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I'll be changing me for people who are listening.
Yeah.
Be good to meet them. But before we get on to the football, plenty to talk about. Every cup weekend, transfers, gossip, all that. We've been up to this week, Al, anything?
Busy weekend for me. Little girl went back to gymnastics yesterday, had a birthday party, family birthday party today.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, very busy this week.
Very busy.
I've done stuff in the week, but I can't remember.
Not a lot. And of course, we were on the V2 Football podcast.
We were on the V2 Football podcast.
We made our debut, as they say. So check that out. We've got some time, ladies and gentlemen.
We popped our cherries.
We popped our cherries on V2. All over V2.
Yeah, all over.
Yes, upgraded.
That is us. I don't know this. You can't hear us.
The ones you can't hear, yeah. And the ones, you know, mumble their way through.
That's us. Me and I know it's not high quality like you're used to it on our podcast.
But,
we were caught on the M25, weren't we? We had to do on a dual carriageway or something.
That's right, yeah.
Lay-by on the M25.
That's right, stuck in a car behind Julian Tailfall from some fella.
Oh, I know.
Something I don't know.
So we usually record this in the studio, don't we?
We're usually in the studio, like we are now today.
Yeah.
But anyway, we'll get on to the football, and as it's January, we'll go through some of the transfers.
Sick and tired, you've been hanging on me.
Oh, he's singing today.
You made me glad for a while.
Get your stool out, Al. Go on, son.
Get your stool out. He's a shot, man.
You're an old man now, son.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
There we go.
Of course, we missed last week, so we'll go through all the transfers, really, the major ones. Premier League, of course. Snodgrass to West Ham.
Bastard,
of course, heavily linked with Middlesbrough, your club, Al.
So, my club, Al, as I own that club.
You own that club, that's right.
I offered him a box of curly whirlies.
Yeah.
And a lifetime supply of tip tops. And he turned them down.
You know where he went wrong, eh?
Well,
he's Scottish, he only likes Mars bars, son.
Should have offered him an iron brew.
Iron brew and Mars bars.
Iron brew and Mars bars.
Yeah.
Oh, Tancock marshmallow. As well, the Scots love the old Tancocks.
They like them, do they?
Yeah, they come from Scotland, didn't they? Cool. Tancock bars, I could have... Oh.
You missed a trick.
No wonder. I could have given him some Scotch pies.
Yeah.
Iron brew. And some Tancocks.
There we are, that's where we're on. Billich was straight down Asda's, cleared the shelves, he did.
Yeah, he did.
That's where he's gone there, without a doubt. But
I'd have to get some Tancocks for Snodgrass. And iron brew.
German, is he?
Was Croatian.
Good ones. But good signing for West Ham. You've always liked them, haven't you, yourself?
Yeah, I've loved Robert Snodgrass.
Good striker. Good
Robert Snoggy Grass.
And West Ham also signed Jose Fonte, centre-back. Southampton, 8 million, 33-year-old.
I think that's a bit much for a 33-year-old.
It is a bit much for a 33-year-old.
I'm surprised he went for West Ham. There was a lot of rumours at Liverpool, Manchester, Shire United.
There was, but I mean, we'll be talking about this one on the...
Was he playing there? Sorry, mate.
That's all right. Wherever you put it, it stinks.
In between my toes.
But, I mean, we talked about this on the V2 podcast, we won't spend too much time on it. But, as you said, he was heavy linked with the big clubs. And also, as you said, I think the emergence of Van Dijk, especially this season, he's outshone most of Because I said Dijkan, was that? That was the sticker.
He's
injured now with a long
Crystal
time
Crystal Palace, isn't he?
Who's that?
Virgil van Dijk. Oh, no, 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 not Virgil van Dijk. Was it Van Hall?
Van Hall, Sunderland there. Oh, he didn't write that, though. Let me all well done. I remember him now, sir. But, yeah, and then on to Watford. A couple of signings for Watford. Maro Zarate, who's obviously got Premier League experience, but he never really set the league alight when he was over here. He hasn't set any league alight.
From Fiorentina, didn't he?
Yeah, so...
Only loan, isn't it?
I think so. It's only that's a so-so sign. I don't think it's going to help Watford out at all. It's getting numbers in, obviously, and giving Deeney and N'Golo, I know they've been, you know, very much overplayed and do need a rest between them. But whether he's got the quality to come in and help Watford, I don't know. And also Niang from AC Milan.
AC Milan, good sign.
Looks like a good sign.
He's on loan, isn't he?
Youngster.
They got a deal, like, it was a 15 million.
They can't sign him, is it?
They can't sign him for 15 million at the end of the season.
You look at him, he's one of these who's got all the potential. He's quite similar sort of like Balotelli when he first came over to England.
Yeah.
He's got all the potential to be a top, top draw player. It's whether his attitude and you know, work ethic is there to follow it up, basically.
If not, he'll be in France soon.
Yes. Yes, he'll be off to France somewhere. Yeah. Nice or PSG. But I think for Watford, that's a good signing. On loan, to take a risk.
Yeah.
They probably paid about $1 million for the loan fee, so it's worth a risk. He could, you know, come in with plenty of pace behind him or whatever. Stoke, Berahino.
Sandro Berahino.
$12 million.
$12 million for Fatty.
For Fatty. Well, he's come out now and said, oh, all the stories are wrong. How can I be unfit? They played me 3 games on the trot and then they dropped me. So why am I unfit if I was fit enough to play 3 games on the trot for them? So he's coming out and fighting back a bit, saying, the fans give me a lot of stick, but they never knew the true story behind everything. So he said it'd come out one day.
Did he get his move, or did he? That's not a move he wanted.
No.
He wanted to get out of that club.
Yeah, he's wanted for years, isn't he?
Yeah, and Stoke.
Stoke. They're a good side with Hughes, as we've always said.
But the thing is, West Brom wanted money for him. They didn't want him to bugger off all the time for anybody.
Exactly.
And they soaked him when they could. Good business for West Brom.
Well, yeah, $12 million for a player who, as we said, hasn't fulfilled any potential yet. I mean, he burst on the scene, but then he hasn't progressed. But you just wonder whether he wanted to leave or not. Like a lot of these players, when they want to leave, if he just shuts up, gets his head down, proves what a good player he is, he'll get a move to a bigger club. Not just because of how good he's playing, but also because of his attitude. Even though he's unhappy in the place, he's still willing to bust a gut for his team and do his very best to improve. But I mean, it's a steady move for him to Stoke. They're going to be mid-table, they're going to do well. And so, let's see, $12 million. I think it's about right. Not too cheap. Not too much. I don't think they've paid over the odds for him either.
No, God, no. I think they got
it. For someone who's young enough to approve. Move on from that one. Who else we got? Jake Livermore off to West Brom. We almost missed this one a week or so ago.
We did.
Didn't. But anyway, it was apparently... as soon as Jake Livermore heard there was a deal to be done, he was straight there. He loves a deal, and there's better suppliers down around the Hawthorns apparently for his you know what.
I know you mean, sir. He loves thinking that joke wasn't funny, but
he loves a good deal.
Yeah.
It's a slow burner, that one.
Yeah,
he loves a good deal. Oh, Jake.
Yeah.
Markovic.
He spoke it. Oh, did he? It's not small.
Huh?
Didn't smoke it, son. Sniffed it, didn't he?
I think he's a sniffer. He's not a smoker. He's a sniffer.
He's not a slow burner, son.
No, he's not a slow burner. No.
He's a fast sniffer.
He's a fast sniffer. Markovic gone to Hull on loan from Liverpool.
He was on loan somewhere else when he sported, wasn't he?
Yeah, he's been all around Europe, it seems, last two seasons.
Like Phileas Fogg.
He is, son. What was the other one? What was the cartoon?
Willie 80 days around the world with Willie Fogg.
Willie Fogg, is it?
Yeah, 80 days around the world.
What a programme.
I got that somewhere, actually. I've actually got that.
On DVD?
I might buy on DVD. It could be on the hard drive.
On the hard drive?
Yeah.
On the hard drive.
I think it is on the hard drive.
Of course, all paid for, downloaded legally.
I tell you what, I got Bogtanian and the Muskahounds on DVD, though.
Oh, classic.
Up there, sir.
Classic.
One for all and all for one. The Muskahounds are ready.
Love it. Got them all in.
33-year-old and I still love it.
Got him, sir.
Got Banana Man, called Dacula.
Oh.
Danger Mouse, Raggy Dolls.
Raggy Dolls.
All on DVD.
I had a Count Dacula lunchbox in it.
Yeah.
Chapping it. Now, I don't know what happened to it.
We left it at work, did it?
Yeah. Lost it last week.
Well, even though I got all these cartoons from my youth, I don't let my little girl watch them all.
No?
No, they're mine. Touch my DVDs.
Get your mucky hands off my CDs.
Tell her what she loves, all right? Tell her what she loves. The Munsters.
Oh, yeah.
She loves the Munsters. Human Monster and Grandpa Munster. She loves it. We sit here watching all black and white episodes from the 60s of the Munsters.
You can't beat the Munsters, man.
I love the Munsters. I just actually bought on DVD just about an hour ago, yeah.
He's got all the classics, son. Got all the classics. Yeah. It's better than half the crap on TV nowadays for these kids, man.
She loves the Munsters. She loves Batman from the 60s. She watches all the old stuff.
Nice.
She was watching All You Fools and Horses from the other day.
Oh, that's the way.
She was laughing during the blow up doll run.
Yeah.
She was laughing her head off when they popped up.
Oh, poor
old girl. Look at that, look at that. What are they dolls? They're funny looking dolls, Daddy.
You'll learn one day when you're older, if you know then.
Talking about
why it was really funny, you'll know then.
The other day, you know me, actually, I'm quite an angry person these days.
Yeah, it's all of a sudden.
Got to me. And somebody like cut in front of me, but really badly, like swooped in and out.
Yeah.
Didn't know what he was doing.
Yeah.
So I shouted, and I'm like, oh, get the fucking road, you stupid dildo. First thing popped in my head, I called the man a dildo. She's in the back, and she hears me swear all the time. But she hasn't heard me say dildo. She said, she turns around, she goes, Dad? I said, yeah, babe. What's a dildo? It's a guy. Never you mind, babe. Forget you heard that noise. It's like, oh, God.
Something that was the first thing pops in your head.
Oh.
It's usually the first thing pops in your ass, but then we go.
Hey, little finger first, son.
Make him room, son, is it?
Make him room. Tickle it, son. Tickle it to open.
But a couple more transfers in and leaving the Premiership. Memphis Depay.
Miles de Barra.
Off to Lyon, off to France.
Lyon, get his career back, the lazy bastard.
That's the thing, his work ethic and everything like that. He's become a bit of a big Charlie, didn't he, apparently?
Yeah.
More there for the fame and the money, they reckon. And that's a shame, because
he was a decent player before he joined Man United.
Decent player, he had the potential. I mean, he's a decent player in Holland. It's not a great standard out there, really. It's only one or two steps ahead of Scotland, basically.
Yeah.
But quite surprised. I mean, he's still 21, 22. Quite surprised they let him go permanently.
Mm.
Maybe for a season or so on loan.
Maybe
see how he goes. See if his attitude can change, and then permanent.
Maybe he's just one of them people you don't want around the club.
No, quite right. Yeah,
just a cock.
Yeah, there's plenty about. And also another one who you're not pleased about is Bojan from Stoke. Up to Mans.
I didn't hear that. Mainz 05. Surprised me, yeah.
Heavily linked with Middlesbrough, of course.
For is it Mans or Mainz?
Mainz 05. Is
this Jurgen Klopp's first team, isn't it?
Mainz, I think so, yeah. Mainz 05. But yeah, as I said, heavily linked.
That came out of nowhere. That actually came out of nowhere.
Is it?
Because there's other like Premier League clubs, weren't there? Bojan, I would have loved the Bojan.
Exactly.
Barrow, really good player.
I thought he was always good for Stoke. Yeah. I know he fell out of favour a little bit. But the quality there, I mean, he's nowhere near the potential, when he was a youngster at Barcelona, it looked like he was going to be top draw, didn't it? But he's still a very good player. And, Mainz on loan. So it is a strange one. But they're most of the big confirmed deals. We'll go through a couple of the rumours. With Rooney off to China, they reckon.
At the end of the season, apparently.
End of the season. They say it could be even sooner, but I don't see it.
Rain Looney.
I don't know if we can say that, are
we? Wayne Looney and China.
And Hogan to West Ham.
Well, no, brother, let me tell you something. The Hulk's the scum of the West Ham. What you gonna do, brother, when Hulkamania runs wild on you, West Ham? That's Hulk Hogan.
That's the one. Yeah. Is that one? Is it? Yeah.
Hulk Hogan, isn't it?
I think so.
Yeah.
Sure.
I am a real American. Fight for the right.
I think that's him, son.
Fight for your life.
Oh, he's away, son. He's coming, son. He's on the way to West Ham. Feather bower and all.
Yeah. Or Terry Bowler.
Playing the air guitar.
Yeah.
At the start of the games. Coming out of the ladders.
NWO.
Coming out. So forever blowing bubbles, playing the air guitar. But yeah, we're going to West Ham from Brentford. Looking
Scott,
more
don't call me Hulk Hogan. He's off to West Ham.
Looking more likely because Brentford are willing to lower that price as well.
Are they?
A million or so. So to get it through.
Well, it's 14.99.
And West Ham, I think. what's his name? Sullivan or Gold, one of the owners, came out and said they're looking to buy a lot more British as well. So, but I don't know, I mean, he's American, so I don't know why they're going for him. So,
is he American? Is he Scott Hogan?
Scott Hogan, I thought it was Don Hulk Hogan. Ramirez, Gaston. Ramirez from Middlesbrough.
Gosh, it deserves me to see you, Gaston, handing a transfer request. He can fuck off.
He's been terrible, though, let's be honest. Absolutely terrible. I don't know why Leicester won him. He's not.
Fuck off.
I mean, where'd he come from? Southampton?
I'm one of these people who think, if you hand a transfer request in, club should get rid of you straight away.
Yeah.
If you don't want to be at that club,
get
him out.
There we are.
Get the fuck out.
I think you're right, Dan. No, you're right. Absolutely. But, I mean, he done all right last season in the Championship.
Yeah.
But he's never set the, you know,
We only signed him in the summer.
Oh, you had him last season, didn't you? On loan, I think.
But we signed him permanently.
Yeah. From Southampton, wasn't it?
Yeah, Southampton.
I mean, when he first went to Southampton, he was all right for a good few months.
Yeah.
And then his form completely dipped and went, and it's just, he's never got it back, I don't think. Right, so it's a strange one for Leicester to go through.
Hesse or Rodriguez from Paris Saint-Germain on loan.
Well, that's the rumours still.
Hesse painting a picture of how it's going to be.
The tough one to get through, though, because there's a few clubs going for him in there.
Well, Las Palmas is his favourite.
In Spain.
That's where he comes from, isn't it?
I don't know which form.
Yeah, that's why apparently they only can afford 20% of his wage.
Ah, right.
See?
Well, but then if he wants to go, then he might be. Player power might push it through.
That's another Barra player not coming.
But then if he wants to test himself on the Premier League, what are you doing, sir?
I'm just checking the time, sir.
I know we've gone on transfers quite a long time, haven't we? So.
No, I thought we were going.
We're not recording, sir.
No, we are recording. We are recording.
What's that? Is that battery? That's bad.
No, every fucking week I tell
you. You do. But another one, Craig Gordon off to Chelsea.
Craig Gordon off to Chelsea to sit on the bench.
He is.
With my Iron Brew boys.
Iron Brew and
my Haggis.
And his Haggis, because Begovic looks like he's going to Bournemouth. Straight.
Wee man! Give us a game!
Wee man, Conte!
Conte!
Give us a game now, boy!
Yeah, wee. Good team, Conte!
Antonio! A drink, boy.
No, lad. Come on.
Let's have a wee tipple now, boy.
I have a pint of Guinness, please, Anthony. There's a pint of Guinness now, can't it?
But, so...
Joe Terry, you looking at my wife?
God, who else we got, dude? Yeah, strange one. I don't understand that at all. Absolute terrible decision. What, you know, he's not going to play... As Conte said today, he's played a few youngsters in the FA Cup this weekend. Because that's all they got, the league and the FA Cup.
Gordon is
going to get about two games.
Yeah.
Why don't they save the money and give a young goalkeeper a couple of games then?
Okay, makes more sense. If I was Craig Gordon, you're number one at Celtic.
Exactly.
You look good in Scotland.
Oh, it looks like the greatest Celtic team ever, apparently now.
Oh, yeah, I know. They are. They're official, yeah.
Officially.
Yeah.
Officially fed us.
Oh, Brendan Rodgers, he fucking loves it, doesn't he?
Knobs. But yeah, strange one.
Southampton signing a box of Garibaldis.
Garibaldis, Gabbiadini.
Oh, Gabbiadini.
From Napoli.
Yeah.
I hope this one goes through.
Yes, apparently he's a hard player. Well, Napoli a hard team to negotiate with.
He was supposed to
sign for somewhere else last season. Gabbiadini,
Watford, I think.
Yeah.
He's been linked with Watford as well. Because obviously Mazzari links out there. But he's a good striker, and I'd like to see him have a go at the Premiership and see how he does. The Italian striker is not always very successful in the Premiership,
I
think he could be, and Southampton would be a good fit for him because he's probably going to play the majority of the games.
Not so much anymore. Like in the 90s, they were, weren't they? Like Zola.
Well, you had Zola, you had Vialli for season two,
Ravanelli.
But Casiraghi, of course, except when he broke his leg.
Oh yeah, Pierluigi Casiraghi.
That was a shame because he was top jaw.
Yeah, Jesus Christ, yeah,
top jaw.
Unbelievable! What a shame that happened.
Yeah.
Oh, I love Luigi Casari. Oh, what?
Oh, sorry.
Well, your phone's going off, sorry, ladies and gentlemen.
I am put on silence.
Unprofessional.
I forgot he wasn't. Wasn't at the audio.
Unprofessional.
Brewer's got Dimitri Payet looking like now West Ham accepted the fee from Marseille, $25 million. So all on personal terms. So
back
that'll
to Marseille.
Go through now. Back to Marseille.
Not bad for West Ham, you think? Well, what they signed for, like $10 million?
$10-11 million.
Yeah,
so
they signed them back to the same club for $25 million.
Can you know what I mean? That's happy days. He wants
go for
to
business, that's West Ham. Go for business,
there. For business, of course it is. Ivanovic leaving Chelsea off to West Brom.
That's
very close.
Because I seen them linked to St. Petersburg.
St. Petersburg as well, because is Villas-Boas still out there?
Villas-Boas, yeah.
Because he knows him well, Ivanovic. Top draw, you know, servant for Chelsea. He's been absolutely amazing. So I'm surprised they got rid of him, but maybe he's not getting the game time he wants, so they've granted him, say, you know, we'll find you a team who will. Like, West Brom's just a solid team to go to, I suppose, if he wants to stay in the Premiership.
Wants to stay in the Premiership, yeah,
and,
exactly.
And, yeah, that's it, really, for the rumours so far.
Well, Begovic.
Begovic, which we're talking about with Gordon.
Yeah.
So
you offer, Beggy.
So we're going to get on to some of the games now. FA Cup weekend. We are, of course, the Premier League podcast. And before we get on to the games, I want to make a point about the actual TV coverage. Now, this is going to be a bit of hypocrisy, might be the right word, it might not be, I'm just trying to sound clever. But the TV coverage of the FA Cup, I mean, you had Leicester on Friday night.
Yeah.
you've had Man United. Who else was on? Chelsea. I don't know. Whoever was
Sutton
on.
And Leeds were on BT.
BT.
Apparently, that was, you can't see because it's all rainy.
Yeah.
They weren't wiping the screens.
TV coverage. But this is the FA Cup. I mean, it's not the Premier League. Like, Match of the Day, I was quite annoyed at yesterday. One of the biggest shocks yesterday was Oxford, didn't
it? Mm.
Beating Newcastle 3-0. And it was stuck in the middle of the Match of the Day. They didn't even give it a full commentary thing. It was just quick highlights through that. Move on to the next game involving a Premier League side.
Yeah, I'd rather have the low teams.
Well, exactly. Yeah. See, I think this is what it's about now. The match, especially the third round, the fourth round, it's about these lower league clubs.
Yeah.
You know, Lincoln and, you know, after the heroics of the last round, Lincoln going through.
Yeah, the only American team. In the
American team, fair
from Link number Nebraska.
There we are. Who did play Brighton, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And it wasn't on the telly at all. You know what I mean? Reward these lower league clubs and spread the money out now.
Yeah.
Because it is
exactly.
Basically, they just want to show Premier League sides.
The Premier League clubs don't need the money, do they? Let's be honest.
No, exactly. So you know, especially the third round, fourth round, at least spread it round, because you know the coverage I thought was absolutely terrible. Saying that. We're only going to talk about the Premier League games.
We contractually obliged only to talk about
because,
Premier League.
As I say, it might sound a bit hypocritical, but we are the Premier League podcast. So
yeah, we are the Premier League podcast.
Match of the FA Cup is
72
not...
72 show, we'll talk about the
exactly.
team. Yeah.
Exactly. So we'll start with a Friday game, Derby and Leicester, 2-2 with Desmond.
Desmond.
Darren Bent.
Darren, world's greatest home goal.
It was pretty special, wasn't it?
God.
He came out and said, I don't know what happened. I just lost concentration. I saw the ball. I went to kick it as hard as I could. And it went behind
just
him.
Like,
I mean, he made it. It was a really good header.
Yeah,
scored
his actual goal for Derby. Yeah, it was a good one, yeah.
I mean, he's one of these who should... He should have done a lot better in his career.
I watched that. I found it a bit boring.
It was. It was.
I actually turned off in the end. I turned over for something.
Yeah.
And then I was looking on the app and I saw 2-2. I'm like...
Well, McLaren's at Derby now. He's not known for a massively adventurous attacking manager, really, is he?
No.
And then he's coming up against Leicester, who basically last season, for the first, you know, three quarters of the season, basically playing outstanding counter-attacking football.
Yeah.
And then they come up against, like Derby, who want to defend. It's all on Leicester to go for it then. And they weren't going to do it. So it was a bit of a non-game. 2-2 in each. I mean, we had the goals. Few minutes, equaliser from Wes Morgan, the captain.
I don't know, where's he?
Where's he gone? But, and that, obviously that'll go to a replay in, I think it's the 8th of February, I think it is, said. Probably be on a box again.
That will take place on the 8th of February.
Is that the only draw? Might be the only replay, maybe.
Don't know.
We'll have a look, anyway, we'll turn the page so we can see it.
Turn the page, huh?
We'll go on to the next game. Oh, that'll one for you, son. Liverpool 1, Wolves 2, Origi with a latest goal for
Liverpool. Yeah, they scored in the first 3 minutes, didn't they?
First minute.
I did see both Wolverhampton Wanderers' goals.
The Mann brothers, Stearman and Wyman, for Wolves. And I can't remember who tweeted it. Obviously on Twitter, he said Wolves' two goal scorers sound like a Geordie woman begging her husband not to leave. Stearman, Wyman. Brilliant. I've got chicken tikka masala.
How are you, like, man?
But outstanding from Wolves, and they could have got a couple more at the end.
Yeah, they did, yeah.
They had good chances, man.
I am getting to put that pound bet on, mate.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're
saying. Yeah, they accumulated, I've got it.
Like, they could have had more, they were well.
Because
well
they did actually pick Wolves to beat them.
Especially the first half, they were well on top, absolutely. They missed a couple of good chances. So, but they won it in the end, so fantastic. Liverpool lose again at Anfield.
Yeah, was it? Only one. Once in January?
Yeah, well, it's said.
Oh, what a pity, never mind.
Klopp now, everyone hates him now. They all hate him now, the old, what do you call them, bin dippers? They've lost three games at Anfield on the trot they've lost. Now, if they lose the next one, which is Wednesday or Tuesday against Chelsea, that'll be four, and it'll be the first time they've lost four games at Anfield in a row for 90-odd years, nearly 100 years. So, a lot of pressure there.
I don't see them beating Chelsea.
No, I don't.
I cannot see them beating Chelsea.
Well, I don't know though. They do seem they to good, pull it out against the top
against
sides.
Chelsea, but at the way they play, and their confidence will be down.
Well, exactly.
They lost to Swansea last season, last week 3-2. Yeah. Lost to Wolves.
They're conceding goals like they have done all season. But as we said, sooner or later they're going to stop scoring the goals, and that's what they've done the last four or five games.
They have, and
they're not scoring, and like they were.
They can't defend. No, they got terrible goalkeepers.
Sturridge looks like a pile of shit up front at the moment. He can't do nothing right at all. He can't do it.
I was
swig of tea.
I think it's Danny Murphy or someone.
Oh, I think Danny Murphy
from the 3-2 game against Swansea. And you're saying he's not the player he was before he got injured. He doesn't do anything.
No,
if he's not in the box, poaching the goals. Mm. He doesn't do anything, and Liverpool play with 10 men. Because he doesn't do anything. He doesn't run back, he doesn't run forward, he just stays in the same place.
Exactly.
And he said it's just doesn't do anything.
No, it's spot on, like you said. Whether people like Klopp or not, if he's going to have... I like Klopp, absolutely. But if he's going to have an attitude like that, he's not going to stay at the club much longer, is he? Basically, he'll be out as soon as Klopp can get an offer for him. He'll get him out if he's not going to buckle down and work hard.
Klopp's role, I'll have him.
Clippity Klopp, I'll have him. So fantastic with our Wolves. Another Premiership team out of the FA Cup.
Good.
We move on to another one of your favourites, Al. Burnley 2, Bristol City 0. Volks with his 50th goal for Burnley. Good striker, he's done well for Burnley. And
Welsh boy, isn't he?
And Stefan Dufour. Now, what a goal by him, I don't know if you saw it.
Didn't see it.
It's a beautiful chip. Yeah. Outside the box. I mean, I think the Bristol City had a free kick or a corner. They broke out. He brought the ball out from the edge of the box, ran off the pitch, passed it, got the ball back, and then just outside the box, chips the keeper. Beautiful, absolutely. For me, it's better than these scorpion kicks.
Yeah,
the technique to do that.
Oh yeah, like, was it better than Philip Albert?
Yeah, I put it up there, son. I put it up there with Albert, with Poborski, with Suke. I put it up there with them, son. No doubt about it.
We'll
really
check it out.
And he's
once knew a girl once, right? She had a massive pair of Bristol Cities. Mind you, you should have seen her Bristol Rovers.
Very good, Al. Very good. Bristol jokes and everything on
Bristol
here.
Bristol jokes. Good times. Good times.
But yeah, Burnley, I mean, it was a home banker. Burnley's home form in the league and obviously in the Cups. So, but yeah, another good solid win for Burnley. Whether they need the distraction in the FA Cup, I know the priority is obviously the league. And obviously, Volks and Defoe, and they've played a good...
Let's hope they carry on in the Cup and forget about the league so the cunts can go down.
Oh! No! What's he said?
I dropped the C word.
You can't say that.
Oh.
But we'll move on quickly then to Chelsea. Chelsea against Brentford 4-0. Willian, Pedro Ivanovic, probably his last goal for the club before moving, and Batshuayi Soup.
To me... That right, from this angle, yeah. Batshuayi, right? Looks like Aberystwyth.
Could well be, son. Could well be.
The Welsh, that is a pretty people. Aberystwyth.
For the Welsh fans out there. But, and interestingly, West Ham target Hogan, Scott, don't call me Hulk Hogan, didn't start. He was on the bench. Brentford's top scorer. And he didn't start. Whether there's a deal, you know...
He's probably saving himself for the Royal Rumble tonight.
Of course he is. And he's
won it twice, back-to-back.
He didn't think of it, son.
1990-91.
That's what it is. That's what it is, Al. Nail on the head. Bang. Well done. And, yeah, quick word. Obviously, as we mentioned earlier, Chelsea and Conte playing a few youngsters. Loftus-Cheek, probably the standout performer yesterday. To a certain extent, he almost ran the game from the midfield. He had chances. I think he was a bit selfish in some parts, taking on shots when he could have set up his teammates. But then he's young, he's eager to impress, and you know, there was no danger of them losing or him being at fault for anything. So why not go for it, you want to say? But yeah, it's good to see. I know a lot of the clubs played weak insides.
Yeah, was it 11 Premier League clubs played?
Yeah,
changed the clubs,
which is and he's very disrespectful.
I think only one of them didn't.
Yeah,
didn't go through.
That's right.
Only one of them. Yeah, only one of them went through. And yeah, I think it was Spurs.
Yeah,
who struggled?
Right. Yeah, oh, Chris. Yeah, we'll get on to them after. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, Liverpool didn't play a strong side, but still, I mean, these clubs, these top four, five, six clubs, you know, consistently in the Premier League. I mean, they should be able to make 7, 8, 9 changes and still beat the lower league sides. It's as simple as that. It just shows maybe the strength in depth for some of them isn't there. Like,
yeah, I think that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. You look at them, like, they shouldn't be losing.
So does it, you know, does it go to show about a lot of these big clubs' youth development programmes that the players just aren't good enough? No. They're spending millions and millions, and at the end of the day, well, the players aren't getting game time, so they're not really improving under pressure. And a big game, FA Cup game, in front of a full stadium.
You look at 15 years ago.
Yeah.
What, 15, 20 years ago. You look at all the players came through. Youth development. Lampard, Terry, Ferdinand, Joe Cole.
Carrick. West Ham boys, isn't he? Obviously, all the Man U boys. All the Man U boys.
Oh, yeah, Jesus, yeah, that's the greatest example. Class of 92.
But they just... Because they were given a chance.
Yeah.
And then they excelled. And these boys, except for these odd games in the FA Cup, which... I mean, there were some great results for lower league sides, and you shouldn't take anything away from them. But the FA Cup is almost becoming what the League Cup became 15 years ago.
Yeah,
it's not for the big boys anymore. They're not interested
unless
the youngsters perform and they scrape through to the quarterfinals, semi-finals. Then they take it seriously.
Yeah,
same as the League Cup, they always done. But until they get there, they're not fussed if they go out or not because the money's in the league. The glory's in the league, so that's what they're going to do. So I think changes need to be made somewhere along the line, whether it's somehow offer a Champions League place to the winner.
Well, they get a Europa League place.
You get a Europa League place, but most of the boys, you know, the big boys, Liverpool, for example, you know, they should be going to win the cups, whatever they can, and finish in the top four as Champions League place, isn't it? Everyone wants to be in the Champions League, we know that. But they should all be going for the cups. I mean, the FA Cup so much. You know, they need to do something.
I love the FA Cup. You know, I always stick the FA Cup over the league. I love it.
Absolutely.
I'm a traditionalist. I love the way the FA Cup used to be.
Without a doubt.
And I think we spoke about it last year with the FA Cup. It's not a day anymore. It used to be a day when we were
the
kids.
Final, for a start.
The final.
Yeah. From when you woke up.
9 o'clock.
Yep. You know,
well... might be earlier when the TV, children's TV used to be on Saturday mornings.
Yeah, he ran through all the kids' TV kids shows, TVs, even, didn't he? Yeah. They had the supporters on and cheering and whatever.
Grandstand and then boom.
Exactly. It's, you know,
3 o'clock kickoff as well.
Yeah, exactly. That's what you need. You know, proper. Everyone knows where
but
they stand.
It's just lost there. This, as I said, this TV now has changed.
But they, I mean, they're never going
to
have.
I don't know if we stuck in our ways and we want the way it used to be.
Like, maybe.
But I think it's better that way.
But it should be. I mean, you know, the League Cup is a League Cup, and it's been like that for years now, the way it is, with certain clubs playing, you know, this team or that team.
I've never liked it since they changed it from the Coca-Cola Cup.
No. No, it's lost its magic, isn't it? Let's be honest. But the FA Cup, I think, the important, they're never going to have the money of the league, obviously, but they need to have, I think, some sort of incentive to get the bigger teams, you know, really going for it. I mean, at the end of the day, was it third round, fourth round, fifth round, quarter final, semi final, you know, it was five extra games to get to the final a season. So if they'd done maybe the winner of the FA Cup plays fourth place for the last Champions League place. And then you've got a showdown playoff game to end the season then as well. Even more money for the league, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Scoot them all, get on the phone to me, son. I've patented that. Everyone heard it there first.
Use your man, son.
But anyway, I think something needs to change. But anyway, we'll move on. Crystal Palace, Man City 3-0. Sterling, Sane and Yaya Toure.
Yaya Toure!
It was just a walkover for Man City. Never
lost for Palace, but it doesn't matter for them. Really, does it?
No, they're on to the league. Obviously, they've just signed, on the verge of signing Van Aanholt, is it? Yeah. Has he gone through yet?
Good deal for them.
Good deal for them. I mean,
he scored more goals than everybody else at Crystal Palace, hasn't he?
I think so.
He scored seven this season.
But it looks like Townsend going, that looks like, the
Newcastle man.
So they desperately...
Stay man, why man?
Desperately Zaha back. So I think they're out with the African Cup now.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, they're out, yeah.
And there's another one now, Liverpool. Mane from the Ivory Coast. Mm. They put him on a private jet now. They chartered a private jet to get him back in time for the Liverpool game midweek. They're desperate to have him back.
Yeah.
Because basically, since he's gone, their form has gone.
Yeah.
Basically. But yeah, I mean, it was a few mootings about Yaya Toure, whether he should have been sent off. He had an early yellow card, and then there was another push. Now, this, for me, is a case of the referee's inconsistencies, because the first yellow card he gave was pretty soft. I don't think it should have been a yellow card, but then he gave the yellow card. So the second one then was like a, not 50-50, but it was a short.
You deserve an orange.
An orange. Van Basten thinks so. But you give him a push then, which was, it wasn't worse than his first tackle, but it was no lighter, better, you know what I mean? It was about the same. So he gave a yellow card for the first, he should have given a yellow card for the second, and he should have went, basically, but it's just inconsistencies from the ref, in my book. But yeah, easy win for Man City, who strolled on, basically rested some players, but a team like Man City, they can stroll through. And Jesus made a comeback. Yeah. He was there when he played his first game for Man City.
No, he didn't. He played last week, played in the league.
Did he?
Yeah.
Well, his first start then for Man City was...
Yeah, he had the goal disallowed last week.
Ah, right. Well, it must have been his first start then. Played decent, so good. Be interesting to see how he comes, because there's a lot of talk about him and what he can do in the future. So we'll see how it develops. And then last one before our half time, it's Middlesbrough, your side.
Bower!
Against against Accrington Stanley.
Ooh, they.
Exactly. Stuart Downing. Hometown hero.
Yeah.
1-0 for the Borough. Bamford started, of course.
Rudy just, like I said, started.
Rudy.
A message for you, Rudy.
Karanka coming out and saying he's very excited by the pairing, he said, didn't he? Bamford and Gusted. So it looks like that's going to be the new front two for a while now.
Hopefully. Get Yessi in centre.
Be nice. Missed chances, that's the only thing for Borough. Bamford missed a good one. Who else was there? There was a couple of good chances they should have put away. And obviously, you know, they're lucky they're playing Accrington Stanley.
Yeah.
He was in the league and he missed them chances. They could have easily, you know, drawn the game or lost the game if they were playing a better quality of team. But they're through to another round, son. You fancy a cup run, or you know?
I'm not fussed, to be honest. I know it's hypocritical me saying I love the cup and all that, but I'd rather us, I said to you yesterday, it's taking us 7 years to get back in the league. I want to stay there for more than just one season.
Yeah.
Focus on the league.
Well,
if we've got a good cup run, we got a good cup run.
Yeah.
I don't want a repeat of 97, that's all.
No one does. But, like you said, I mean, it's not hypocritical, because, like you said, your club has come up. As other teams will come up, it's acceptable for those teams to rest a few players because the league is more important, to stay in the league. Whereas, as we said, about these top teams, their investment in a full squad of top draw 25 players and the youth team, they should be able to change, you know, their whole team and still come through against the lesser sides. But, so I think it's acceptable for a squad like Middlesbrough or lower league to change a team. But these top sides, I mean, they've got to do something, you know. If they're going to change this, they should have better quality players, you know what I mean?
Basically. I agree with that. You said give the bloody youth team more games.
Well, exactly.
Well, not even youth team, the reserves.
Well, the reserves, like you said, they invest millions and millions in squads. And then they put the other 11 out or 9 out, and they can't beat the lower leagues, so... but yeah, there we are. That's half time in our. There's the half time kazoo, ladies and gentlemen. There we go.
I've lost my pink one.
Is it?
Oh. I put it somewhere safe. I put it somewhere because she was playing with my little girl.
Oh.
I said, I put that somewhere safe now for the podcast.
Yeah.
And I can't remember where I put it. Lucky I got one in the bedroom there.
Always keep a kazoo in the bedroom. I'm not going to smell it.
Smell my kazoo!
Have you ever farted, isn't it, sir? Stuck up your bum and farted, isn't it? Something to do to, like, record that. Like,
I'll Facebook at live.
Yes, everyone does now, son.
Everybody does it.
Everyone does it, sir. But yes, half time, so it's time for our good friend Seamus Plugs to come in.
Hey!
And tell us about the, the website and everything. Plugging is good, no plugging is bad. So, Seamus, you here? Hello, boys, now.
Hello, boys.
So, boys, I just got to tell you now, boys, about the V2Football.com now. Because if you go on there now, we've got interviews with John Curtis now, and also Gerard Jones, both... They're both heavily involved in the US soccer now, out there in America, where Donald Trump is now. So how long they're going to stay there now, I don't know. But also now, check out, boys, a couple of good articles on the website as well, the v2football.com. Good article about Dimitri Payet now. Now he's still West Ham.
That's by
our good friend now, Ashley Kelvin Bay, here sitting next to me now.
That's a good piece, that is, as well.
How he's West Ham still here. He's still West Ham's hero. Yeah. And all this farce about him wanting to leave now is a farce. It's a fabrication of him and Slaven Bilic now, just making up stories now to get the club going now.
I tell you this, Seamus, okay? I know this article there because I proofread it.
You proofread it?
I proofread it.
Was there any poofs in it? No.
There's loads of poofs in it.
Ah, there's poofs in it, was there?
Yeah.
I didn't know that, no. But yes, and there's another one then. If you go on there, it's by young Anthony Kendrick now from the 72 show. You may know his name. Is Wayne Rooney a great, of course, breaking the record? 250 goals now. Which we also talk about, leads in nicely now. I'm getting good at this now, boys. Leads in nicely to the V2 Football Podcast that you boys are on this week.
Yeah.
I listened to it. It's a cracker. And you talk about Wayne Rooney across now, boys.
You're very quiet, Ash.
I'm listening. I let Seamus go. He's you can see him, you know what I mean. I don't want to get in his way.
Is that his brother, is it?
What's that?
Seamus go.
No, that's not. Carry on, Seamus. Thank you, boys. No, thank you, Ashley. No, he's interrupting me a lot, he does. No, he's trying to put me off. I know he is. But of course, the V2 Football Podcast star and yourselves now talking about Rooney and Van Basten.
You should come on it.
And I don't know. I don't know if I get an invite, boys, because I've heard the sound quality from you two as fucking shite, boys.
They are a terrible band, yes.
So I can't see you two getting fucking back on there, boys. But and they also do, they pick their
few strikers now for the African All-Stars, celebrating the African Cup of Nations now. And I learnt an interesting fact now about George Weir on this week's podcast.
You said that joke.
Apparently, boys, George Weir was... he was a librarian, boys. Oh, no, sorry, boys. You know. He was a Libyan. He was a Libyan, boys. And also, if you've got time now, the 72 show returns this week, boys. Anthony Kendrick and the boys,
yeah,
boys.
What, the boys?
Yeah, the boys now.
Yeah.
I don't know. Could be, Richard or Shane. I don't know, the boys, isn't it? The boys.
Oh, really funny name, I keep laughing at.
Peter Prickett now. It's not him, he's not. He does the... He does the V2 I'm at the podcast always. But anyway, yes, check them all out, and I'll get researching on what they're doing next week, and I'll be back to tell you more, boys.
Seamus plugs, everyone.
Thank you, Seamus. Thank you very much. Well, there we are. Never a chore listed to Seamus. Fair dues. Fair dues. Never a chore. But we'll kick on with the rest of the results from the FA Cup this week, of course. Only of them. There's a whistle to start us off. Tottenham and Spurs against Wigan Wanderers. 4-3 to Tottenham.
Two teams against two. Wigan Wanderers.
Wigan Wanderers.
Tottenham and Spurs.
And two for Son. Janssen with a pen. He only scores from pens.
Yeah.
And Dele Alli.
He only scores from pens. He only scores from pens.
Hayes gets two for Wigan Wanderers. One from the penalty spot. And Thompson. And, back and forth. As we said, Tottenham play a bit of a weakened team.
Yeah.
Nearly paid the price. Cracking game for a spectator. For a Wigan fan as well. 2-0 up.
TV.
That would have been good for TV, yeah. Right now. But then there's another Premiership side, isn't it?
Yeah,
really.
Exactly.
You know, mate.
Exactly, man. Yeah. It's the whole point,
but
didn't
it? 2-0 up they went, didn't they, Wigan?
Yeah.
And then 3-1, was it?
3-1, I think so.
Maybe.
Maybe. No, 2-2.
2-2. 3-2 up.
Yeah, 3-2. And then 4-3.
4-3. Yeah. So, absolutely cracking game. Tottenham, as you said, into the fifth round now. Hopefully, he'll put out a decent side now next round.
Maybe, what's the old Argentinians up front?
Who's that?
Of
Pochettino.
Ozzy and...
Ozzy and Ricky.
Ricky
Vela. Yeah. Give him a game, innit, son?
Give him a game. Tottenham.
It'd be nice to see him win something, wouldn't it?
Yeah,
after all these years.
Yeah, the League Cup last time they won something,
wasn't it? Exactly.
Wasn't it? Who scored? Nilsson, isn't it? Nilsson?
Or Everson? Or Freund? One of them.
Everson, I think.
Is it?
Yeah.
I remember that. Yeah, that's right. But, Wigan Wanderers just missing Roy Isando, I think. Remember him years ago?
Yeah.
Scored the goal, didn't he? He did knock out. Leicester, they knocked out, didn't he?
God, yeah.
Laurie Sanchez sent off, watching in the dressing room.
Yes.
Top door manager, Laurie.
Oh, God.
But, yeah, so, move on then. Southampton, all Premiership clash, Southampton against the Arsenal.
Win the Saints.
5-0.
Go marching on.
5-0.
Well, let's be honest, in the League Cup final, they beat Liverpool.
League Cup final, they rested practically their old team, didn't they?
Shane Long was up playing,
was he? Was he? Yeah.
And he's the only one I know.
Yeah. So.
But yeah, they had the youth team up.
Didn't care, did they?
They didn't care.
Didn't care.
The League Cup final, they can get into Europe.
Exactly. Arsenal 5-0.
Arsenal!
Welbeck or the Fresh Prince got two.
Yeah.
And good to see him back. Yeah, always liked him. Good to see him back. He's
yeah, he moved with his uncle and auntie to Ibarra, didn't he?
I know, he's come back now. Yeah. Walcott hat trick.
Theo Walcott hat
trick. Yeah. More goals for Theo this season. Must be his best season by now, is it?
Must be. Got his injured, didn't he, this season?
Yeah, that's right, yeah, because I was shocked.
Yeah.
I was shocked to the core of that.
Everybody was.
But, yeah, I mean...
He's there, he's plugging away, isn't he, old Theo? He does the business.
I know.
Number 14.
You always wonder, you know, would he, if an offer come in, would he let him go?
I don't know.
Nah, it's a hard one to call, yeah. Isn't it? I mean, he's been there for a while, he's a good servant of the club. You've seen this season he can score goals, given chances.
Score some good goals this season.
But then, you know, this is the first real season he's had doing that. I mean, he had another season, he had a good season. But other than that, he's been bang average, really. You know, goal scoring record wise now.
Yeah.
So you just wonder if an offer did come. I know it might be a bit more this season, but if an offer did come in for him in the summer, Man would City. He have let him go, wouldn't he? Man City will have him, of course he will. Pay over the odds.
Yeah.
But, I mean, ruin his career, as Arsene Wenger does the most young English strikers and players.
Ruins him.
But 5-0 run of
them. Spoils him for anybody else.
He does, know. That's what he's doing, that's all. That's his game. We know his game. But yeah, they were always going to win that and win it big with Southampton resting so many players. So on to Sunday's games. Millwall 1-0 against the Watford. Steve Morrison.
Yeah. Oh, Millwall.
Their second Premiership scalp now because they took out Bournemouth in the first in the third round or whatever it is. First round for them, wasn't it? Matt Zardy, he's got to be feeling the pressure now. I know the rest of the few players, six or seven players, but still, I mean, that would be a little bit of a confidence boost to get through a few cup rounds, wouldn't it, surely?
Definitely.
But,
oh, God. It's you. You fucking dogs all over you, isn't he?
The dads. I got the dads.
Allergic to dog.
But one thing, I was pretty, very disgusted with, really, I can't remember the JDA or something, a Watford player went down injured. Looked like he'd been unconscious or like knocked out almost for a few seconds. You know, play was stopped for a good few minutes. And then when he gets up, basically the Millwall fans booed him as he walked to the sidelines, which is pretty disgusting in my book.
Are you surprised though? It's Millwall.
Well, exactly. That's why I'm not fussed.
It's like they didn't pelt him with a chair.
Well, no. And then he was booed for the rest of the game then until he was subbed when he was booed walking off.
I don't know why people get offended with Millwall. It's Millwall, for God's sake.
Oh, exactly.
Get off, you high horse.
I haven't got an eye horse.
Yeah.
I've got a pony, man. But, yeah, that's why I'm not fast on talking about Millwall too much, because it affected me, son. Cut me deep.
I see you clatter on the floor first.
Fulham. 4-1 against Hull City Tigers.
Was it 4-1 against?
4-1, son. Evandro, Hull's new signing, scored for Hull. I mean, Hull had a mixed team out, so it looked like he was putting a few players in and out. Because, I mean, he's a new manager. He's trying to get the feel of his players, I suppose, and see what they can do.
Went all tits up for them this weekend, though, didn't it?
Went all tits up. I mean, same again. They're in real trouble. They're not interested in the cup run, are they?
Out of the League Cup now.
Yeah, two weeks.
Maybe they did beat Man United, didn't they?
Yes. Although, not if your Jose Mourinho, he said,
though. He's right, though. I agree with him.
He only told 1-1, he said.
I agree with him, eh?
Yeah, true enough.
Yeah.
But Iloko, former Hull player, of course.
Sonny Iloko. Down in like a coco.
Chris Martin taking a
from Coldplay.
Taking a break from Torin to play in the FA Cup.
He just signed a contract for Derby, isn't he?
Yeah, he's on loan.
2020.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah.
New contract with him. Yeah. He's on loan.
Sessegnon.
I was all yelled to me, sir.
Yeah. Think of any more and I'll go on. I see you taking over, son.
Trying to think of it.
Sessegnon and Johansson as well.
But I think if Chris Martin stays at Fulham, I think he can fix them.
Good. Well done, son.
Put him in their place.
It's as easy as A, B, C, or X and Y, you know.
X and Y.
You like that one, son. But Abel Hernandez as well missed two late penalties for Hull.
Really?
Missed two late penalties. So
Who goals for Fulham these days?
Don't know. I do not know at all. I'd be honest with you.
I know. I've lost contact with Fulham.
We're Premier League, sir.
Yeah.
We don't need to know these things. We'll ask. We'll email
since
someone.
Michael Jackson died. I don't bother with him.
No.
Mohamed Al-Fayed.
We'll email.
Have they still got the statue of him?
They must have. Why wouldn't they?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't they? We'll email the 72 show and find out who's in goal for Fulham. But then and then the last game involving Premier League, Man United 4, Wigan 0, Fellaini, Smalling.
Falafel, small man.
Liam Fetchman, Mkhitaryan, and Schweinsteiger, the pig farmer.
The pig farmer.
From Bavaria.
Fine! Schweinsteiger!
Although, very even in the first half, Wigan made a very good account themselves. Although Fellaini scored towards the end of the half, and then the second half.
41 minute, wasn't it?
It was mostly, Man United. Martial had two assists and a goal disallowed. So he looked a bit better, but he wanted that goal.
Lazy bastard, isn't he?
Well, he's not. He worked hard.
He's a lazy bastard.
The look on his face, he doesn't smile. He doesn't seem happy. And he's got the look of me. You know, in films, he's like a good guy, and things not go against him, but everyone else is getting the limelight or whatever. And then he has that look on his face, it's like, just before they turn bad. Like, you know, I've had enough of this.
Jealous.
And then he turns evil then.
Yeah.
And he turns evil. And he's going to, you know, shitstorm's going to come.
Going to turn into Darth Vader.
He is, son. That's what's going to happen. That's the look he's got, son.
He's a lazy
bastard. He's going to go to the dark side.
We should have had Ron Atkinson tell us how much lazy he is.
Don't have Ron on, talking about him, son. But, yes, and the other results then, obviously we mentioned some of the upsets. Blackburn 2, Blackpool 0, the Black Derby. Derby there, yeah. The Black Derby.
Lancashire Derby.
Lancashire Derby. Black Derby. Lincoln City 3, Brighton 1. Oxford 3, Newcastle 0. Rochdale 0, Huddersfield 4. And Sutton beating Leeds 1-0 today.
Chris Sutton, just on his own. Chris Sutton
on his Leeds. On his own, son. Oh, you're right, son. You're right. Oh, he's gone.
You fucking dog, it is.
But, we mentioned Premiership teams putting out weakened sides. Brighton and Newcastle both did the same. So...
Yeah, Brighton top of the league, you know, they want to be in Premiership.
Yeah, I know that, but still, you know, like, what I mean. We come on, have a cup run, like, you know.
Next season, we'll be talking about Brighton in Premiership League. Yeah!
Really, so. But, also, if anyone interested, you'll be listening to this before Monday at 7:20. That's when the fifth round FA Cup door is.
Is Graham Kelly doing it?
Graham Kelly? Yeah.
Are you a woman, Graham?
I don't know. And that concludes this week's Arsenal FA Cup review.
Yay!
It's over, ladies and gentlemen. We got through it in quite a bit of time.
How much, son?
But 50 minutes written, 50 minutes in, son. I know. But now, this is what everyone's been waiting for now, Al.
What?
It is the Beer Mat Quiz.
The conclusion.
Liquid refreshment can leave its mark on the table. Coasters come between the glass and that. Quiet!
Pop quiz, hot shot.
Heat is on. The time is right. It's time for you. For you to build your game. People are coming. Everyone's trying.
So, yes, the Beer Mat Quiz.
Can Alex win his second title?
So Alex obviously won the last series championships. It is 6-5 to Alex. So basically, I need to get mine right. Alex needs to get it wrong for 6-6 and a tiebreaker.
Tiebreaker, arm wrestling.
And Alex, just think, this is of course our second quiz of the week.
Yeah, which I won on.
Well, I didn't want to spoil it for the listeners in case.
Yeah, well, they already knew. If Alex is in the quiz, he's going to win.
But anyway, ladies and gentlemen, if you've never heard us do the BMAC quiz before, where have you been? For goodness sake, it is the talk of the nation. The basic premise is we have a lot of BMATs with football trivia on. Four questions on each card. We pick a card each. You hope you get yours right and hope they get theirs wrong. So, Alex, again, in the best 80s comedian voice, what are you doing?
Let's get ready to rumble!
Here we go.
Oh.
You got another one?
Oh, hello.
Gone. Gone.
Where's it gone?
Oh, he's fluffed his lines out. Oh. Ladies and gentlemen, he's fluffed his
where's
lines.
Where's it gone? Oh, where's my boxing bell?
Oh.
Away, like, man. I know. Hello.
Oh, come on.
We can't do it, Sam. We can't we've got another can't box
start.
About. I
we think can't
I,
start.
I think I,
You found it.
No, I think I've just... Oh, there it is. Tell you what I did.
Well, so what'd you do?
I pressed it off my favourites.
Oh, yeah. Do
it again.
Let's get ready to rumble!
We are ready. Ding, ding, ding. So, pick a card, any card, my friend. Here we go. This is four. This is big today, ladies and gentlemen. I can't believe it's come down to the final show.
Yeah, no, where it's almost it? Like we set it up like this.
No, we're not that clever, ladies and gentlemen. We couldn't do it. I'm going to go from one from the top.
Oh, what a card I've had.
Oh.
They think it's all over. It is now.
Oh, he likes that, does he? Right, here we go, here we go.
Oh, let's read that. Da, 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 da.
I think we've had... Right. I've got to pick first, then. Have we had them before now?
None of these.
Right. I think we've had all of these except number four.
I gotta ask you first.
I know. So I'm gonna have number three. Oh, my heart's going, my heart's going. And my ass.
Or which club is Chubby, no, Chuddy, the owl, the mascot of? A, Oldham. B, Sheffield Wednesday.
Oh, that's what you didn't want.
No. C, that's Middlesbrough.
It's not the Borough, it's a lion.
D, Stockport.
Right, it's not the Borough, it's a lion.
It's a Borough! Come on, the Borough! You got an owl on a badge, you tit.
Huh?
It's an owl.
It's a lion.
It's an owl, you fool.
Shut up, man.
Just a very... just a very fluffed owl.
You're playing mind games with me. You're playing mind games, I don't like it. Get out of my head.
And right. Into my car.
Bollocks. Oldham.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Oldham.
Is it?
I knew that one.
Oh, come on.
6-6.
Oh, here we go. It is all on this. And it's number four. I think we've had the rest on.
I'll have number four then.
Right, Al. Four. The beer mat quiz title.
Well, the beer mat quiz. Come on.
How much did Roman Abramovich pay for Chelsea? 200 million, 50 million, 75 million, or 100 million?
I am going to go for my initial first guess when you asked me that, before you give me the answers, 200 million.
200
million. Hey!
The answer is D, 100 million!
Oh, he's taking it to the tiebreaker!
Oh my goodness me!
Here we go,
oh.
Ladies. Right, cocks out, who's got the biggest?
Ah, bollocks! I didn't know.
Tiebreaker! Oh!
What are we doing?
We ask another question until somebody gets it right.
Oh, Christ alive. Whoa! Pick another card then, isn't it?
Oh, I know.
Oh, them cards are out. Go on. Here we go. This is tense, ladies and gentlemen. What are you doing? Oh, he's going to shuffle them, son.
Shuffle them, ladies and gentlemen.
We're shuffling the whole deck of cards now. Beer mat, Stephen. Here we go. This is... Oh, my God.
Oh, you're right. That's only sweating, eh? You're on heart attack,
I think so.
Oh.
Any tablets now? Oof.
Right.
God. Right then.
Here we go.
What have we got here? We've had that one.
We haven't had number four.
Right, so I gotta pick first, haven't I?
Yeah.
So I'll go three again.
We haven't had number four.
I'll have four.
Okay,
I thought you said yeah. Right.
Why was Aston Villa's first ever match a little unusual? Was it A, one half was played...
They won it.
Hey, you always won it. One half was played as soccer, the other half as rugby. It was played in Ireland. It lasted just 18 minutes. It was a five-a-side game.
I'll go for the football rugby.
Ladies and gentlemen, he's right.
Is it?
Yeah.
Come on!
But he's not, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh,
he's not, because the answer is soccer and rugby. Oh, and he clearly said football.
Right. Go. Oh, 7-6. Oh, well, it's all on, God. Son. Right, we've had three on this, that's all. So 1-2 or 4, Al?
Let's go for 2-2.
2. Which Scottish football team play their home games at Easter Road? Dundee, Hibernian, Livingston, Kilmarnock.
Oh, I haven't got a clue. Easter Road. Was it Dundee?
Dundee, Hibernian, Livingston, Kilmarnock.
Oh, lost. I've lost, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know.
You haven't lost yet, sir.
I don't know. I don't think it's Hibernian. I go for... I got Dundee in my head. I go for Dundee.
It's Hibernian! Yes!
So he's won, ladies and gentlemen.
The Beer Mat Quiz Champion of Series 3. Goodness, son. chuffed.
I let you win, let's be honest.
Did you?
Come on, I gave you Ida Go Johnson question 2 weeks ago.
You are gutted, and who's that? You're gutted, I can see it, sir. It's all right, it's all right. You'll have another chance. Yeah. So, oh no, your brother will have another chance in Series 4.
Of course.
To redeem the family honour.
Of course I'm gutted, sir. That just means I'm just going to have to destroy you even harder next time.
10-0, sir. 10-0. But oh, what a finish to the
ladies and gentlemen, what a finish. I just won it. Right at the end, ladies and gentlemen.
Absolutely amazing. Now, obviously, we had the FA Cup. The Premier League is back in the midweek. So, should we do a quick predictions, Albert?
Yeah, we
haven't done this for a while. I used to enjoy your predictions, so yeah, we'll run through them quickly.
We're usually pretty good at this as well, aren't we?
Yeah, we've done good.
We'll have a couple of. We'll have a flatter this week. We'll have a flatter.
Oh, we'll have a couple of monkeys on this thing, sir. No problem. We'll have a monkey and an elephant.
Couple of tunas.
Oh, we'll have a tuna and a monkey and an elephant on this. No problem, mate.
Lovely.
Jelly deal. Right, on Tuesday, we have got Arsenal against Watford out. Arsenal at home.
Arsenal.
Gotta be, isn't it?
Gotta be.
We'll circle it, because we're going to put a nugget on it or two. Right, next one, we've got Bournemouth against Crystal Palace.
Bournemouth.
You think?
Yeah, the way Crystal Palace are playing at the moment, though.
Yeah, the way Bournemouth are playing, they're conceding. Remember?
Draw.
Draw, is it?
Yeah. Would you fancy?
Well, I think it's one of them.
It's either going to be Palace win, Bournemouth win, or draw. It's one of them three.
I think it's going to be a draw, and I think it's going to be one of them. It's going to be a 0-0 or a 3-3. It's going to be one of them sort of games.
Right,
I think.
Put it down as a draw.
We go for a draw. I persuaded him there, ladies and gentlemen. So it's my fault if it's wrong. Burnley at home against Leicester.
Burnley.
Got to be Burnley at home, isn't it? Leicester not playing well. Burnley amazing at home. It's only going to be 1-0 if they do win, I think, really. But there we are. Your team, son, the Middlesbrough.
Carabao!
I can't anchor! Against West Brom, wankers, bastards and arseholes. What do you think, man? What do you think of that one?
Oh, well, I'm at the Riverside Stadium. I reckon...
It's a tough one to call, mind, isn't it?
Oh, fuck it. You're a dog, man.
Fucking brought him with me, son.
Yeah, it's all over your clothes, though. Jesus Christ. Did I fancy a draw on that?
I would go along with that, to be honest. It's a tough one to call. Yeah. Borough don't concede many at home, but they don't score many. So if they can keep it 0-0, they'd be happy as well. Points on the board, isn't it? Sunderland against Tottenham. At the Stadium of Light. I'd have said Tottenham. They just look.
Yeah.
A couple of seasons ago.
They're hitting form now, aren't
they? A couple of seasons ago, you'd have said Sunderland when you were Tottenham now, they look like they can deal with this sort of pressure now. Swansea at the Liberty against Southampton.
Go for Swansea, actually. They'd be on high from the Liverpool.
On high. I mean, Southampton, obviously, they're going to bring a lot of players back. But I think, as you said, the high, the confidence Swansea will have should see them through to a good result.
Wednesday on Wednesday?
These are Tuesday games now.
Oh, bollocks. And then they're going to be bloody busy around here.
It's going to be busy, Sam. It's going to be chocker. Liverpool-Chelsea, the game of the week, probably. We've got to go Chelsea on that, haven't we? I know we said Liverpool. Mane would.
I fancy Chelsea.
It's got to be the way they're playing.
The way Liverpool are playing as
well. I know Liverpool stepping up against big teams, but Chelsea will be too good for them, I think. And they're the Tuesday games. We've got three games on the Wednesday night then. We've got West Ham at the London Stadium, or the Sir Bobby Moore Stadium, as we call it.
Come on, you Irons!
Against Man City. Manchester City, Pep and Man City.
I see that as a Desmond.
Desmond, a 2-2, son.
What do you think?
I think you're right. I think there's going to be goals in it.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be a classic West Ham night, I think.
Yeah.
The stadium was rocking the last game. Carroll scored and the game after. And I think the crowd there now, you know, is looking like a West Ham stadium, you know.
Yeah.
I think Man City will struggle with it. Manchester United against Hull. Obviously, one each, as Hodgson said, in the cup of the week. Surely.
I go for Man United.
Surely they will now, won't they? They have more chance in the league of beating them than the second leg in the cup. And then Stoke against Everton.
Gosh, I'll give.
Stoke at home. Berahino, would he make his debut, of course? Everton are in good form at the moment, aren't they?
Is going to be a win for Stoke or a draw? I can't see Everton winning.
I think Stoke are going to win.
Yeah, I'll go on and I'll go for Stoke.
Because I think their defence is very good at the moment. With Shawcross and Idris
Bruno Mendes or whatever his name is, three-name man.
Yeah.
Oh, Alex taking a picture there. There we are, ladies and gentlemen. That brings a close to Series 3 of the Ash and Al Premier League podcast.
Will we be back next season?
We still haven't been commissioned yet by V2 Football.
Nope.
It's in the hands of the boss, of the, you know, of the higher powers. We're waiting for the emails. I haven't checked my junk box, so it could be in there. I've missed it. But so, ladies and gentlemen, for now, all we can say is have a good week.
And be lucky.